Hey, what's up? This is Chris Ryan. On Mondays and Thursdays, you can find me co-hosting The Watch with Andy Greenwald. We are still cranking it out. We talk about a lot of things in pop culture, music, movies, but most of all, our ever-changing TV landscape. So check out The Watch for recaps of your favorite TV shows, updates on the streaming wars, and recommendations on what to watch, because there's a lot to watch on Mondays and Thursdays on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm back with Callie Curry. We told you we'd be back. We got more to talk about. I have bad news, which is that we did not find someone dating in the fourth quarter. So we will in the future. And next week, I'm trying to have an older Golden Bachelor male to get their perspective. And by Golden Bachelor, I mean of that age. But anyway, we got to finish talking about last week's Bachelor in Paradise. I did a deep dive on Leslie. Callie, there's so much to discuss.
I was going to say, I also did not prepare Juliette at all, even though we spoke for about an hour before we started. I did not mention this once. But I also have some recommendations of some new reality television shows. Oh, and we'll see if Juliette's watched them or not. I don't know.
Oh my God, how exciting. I know where you need to talk about Bachelor in Paradise, but I first want to talk about Leslie. Because one thing I've been thinking about, Leslie dated Prince. And that's like unbelievable. We just haven't been discussing that enough. Leslie went to high school with Prince and they dated. Like, of all of the rock stars in the world to have dated, I think that's like the absolute coolest. I mean, Prince is like a notably unique, cool, suave, sexual person. I never found him attractive, but like, that's just an absolutely incredible thing to have done in your life. I felt I needed to bring that up again.
No, I do think it's important. I know we have not talked about it, but that does kind of inform you a little bit about Leslie and maybe explains her good dancing.
Great point.
I also would like to know her size, because Prince is tiny.
Yeah, I think she's tall. Tall-ish.
She seems tall-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's also an interesting
dynamic. But yeah. Prince seems like the kind of man who would have definitely dated taller women. Like,
for sure.
Normal rules and normal conceptions and anything like traditional doesn't apply to Prince.
So, okay, but I would expect him to date like tall models.
Mm-hmm. She was a national aerobics champion. Like, she kind of...
Is this part of your research? I don't remember ever hearing that.
Yes, it's part of my research. Oh, I forgot another Leslie fact that I learned that I've been meaning to tell you. I should have texted this to you. I forgot. Her ex-husband, Mr. FEMA, or that's what her name is, F-H-I-M-A, not Federal Emergency Management
Administration. Yeah, I was like, what?
F-H-I-M-A.
What did he do with Katrina?
His name's something FEMA. He is the executive chef for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, wow.
So there's that. He's like a restaurateur in Minneapolis. And I was like, are her sons twins? And they are not, because they do not have the same father. But like
another fact.
Yes. I told you I did a deep dive on Leslie.
Has she been married more than once?
Yes. I think she's been married twice and divorced.
And are her kids from both marriages?
One son is from the first marriage and the other two kids are from the second marriage with the Timberwolves guy. But like, maybe your brother Austin met him. Maybe he met Leslie's ex.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Actually, if he's been there for more than a year, he definitely did.
Yeah. Because I think your brother was on the T-Wolves last year. I'm pretty sure he worked there. So personal connection to Leslie. I'll look it up while we talk right now. But I just was like, I can't believe I didn't mention this every fucking week that she dated Prince and he allegedly wrote a song after her. Like, it's just like a pretty huge deal. Don't you think?
Yeah. Do we have proof that he wrote a song?
No, we don't. His name is David Fima. Ask Austin.
Okay, I'll ask Austin. Because I have a friend who dated a singer who said the song was after her. And I believe her. But my husband is not. So I'm like, how do you prove it? Yeah.
Well, the song is Sexy Dancer. It's from Prince's first album. And it came out in 1979. And they dated when they were in their late teens and early 20s. So it might match up with the timeline.
Yeah. The only thing is, I'm also thinking Prince is the guy that I would think would tell that song is written about them to, I'm going to guess, 17 women.
Have you ever seen him? Had you ever seen him in person before he died?
No.
So I never saw him perform. But one time I was at a party at the Chateau Marmont and I was like in this like side bar room. It was just me and my friend. And he came in with his bodyguard. It was just like the four of us in like this room alone for like 10 seconds. We made eye contact. It was like, I also at the time didn't properly appreciate it. I'm like just really coming to grips with the importance of Prince the last week. I don't know. I was just
what?
Like, I know.
Your parents not Prince fans?
No, they were, but not huge Prince fans, no. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Some households, and I'm not saying this about your household, just to be clear. But I have learned the older I've gotten that like some households like didn't love, like my house was constantly filled with music when I was younger.
So is mine, yeah. But maybe not constantly, but like my dad like really loves music. So is my mom.
Yeah. And have you ever met people that like that just wasn't the case?
I guess so. I don't know. I feel like
it's such a different with the amount that music was played in my house or in the car, like to and from school and like blasting. We're all singing. And then I meet people that it wasn't like that. I'm like, wait, so what? That's so weird. Or not weird, different.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I think part of it is I also just like had like less car time as a kid. So maybe that's part of it.
Oh, yeah.
No car time during the week.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But but definitely a lot of music played at home. My parents had a record player and my brother broke it, like trying to like scratch, like be a DJ. And he broke the record player. That was funny.
I would be pissed. Yeah. Funny for you and your brother.
Yeah. They were really pissed.
Like, I'm sure your parents did not think it was funny.
No, they didn't. Also, another correction. I was like insistent that they showed the Bachelor dates in the right order. And if you recall, it went.
Oh, yeah.
Teresa, Faith, Leslie. But that's incorrect. It went Faith, Leslie, Teresa in geographical order from west to east. So
Faith, Leslie, Teresa. Yeah.
Yes. So they showed it like in a totally different order. So that was incorrect.
So after knowing that, because you thought it was a big deal that Teresa was shown first, right?
I thought it was a big deal that Teresa went first and he was like, I don't know if I love her. He didn't answer that question, but he did with the other two. Now knowing she was last and he wouldn't answer, it's like even more messed up.
Worse.
Yeah.
Not messed up. It just, and if there's just no way Teresa is surviving.
No, not. And if I were Teresa and I watched that back, I would be like offended knowing the order and everything. So not great.
Yeah, no. I mean, Teresa at this point knows it's not her because she's not with him.
Yeah.
I feel like I can say that confidently. How crazy would it be if he's with Teresa?
I would be unbelievably shocked. I think the reason I did this Leslie deep dive is because I think he picks Leslie. Like that's where I've netted out.
Mm. Did any of the information that you found through your deep dive make you believe that she wins?
No, but I also like steer clear of anything spoilery.
Spoilers. But
just think about the trajectory of going from like dating Prince and being an aerobics champion to marrying Gary. He's such a loser compared to Prince. He's just like,
so did you see that interview
Joe
that April did?
Yeah, she said that he's not what it seems like on TV.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure what she meant by that. The only other, by the way, I did not watch the whole interview. This is fully on TikTok that I watched it. Yeah.
I read about it on Reddit, so we're on the same page.
The only things that I heard her say, though, were kind of like, she's very adventurous. April is very adventurous and outgoing, and he's very bland chicken.
Right. That definitely comes across. I don't think anyone's surprised to find out that he's bland chicken. He seems like a nice guy. I think she also said that he like didn't interact with her and he ignored her. But like, I don't have a problem with that. If he wasn't interested, why waste time on it? It's sort of like, that's the show, April.
Yeah. She also said that he is shockingly good looking in person.
I've met him in person, so I can weigh in on this. Yeah. I mean, I think he's like above average handsome. I wouldn't say
for
I was
his
like,
age.
Yeah. For his age.
Well, I mean, like, would you be wowed by anyone for his, like, at that age?
I believe George Clooney's in his 60s. And I think if I saw George Clooney, I would be blown away.
So, I mean, I would have to say, if I'm Gary, I'm not mad at being on that scale with George Clooney. If that's who we're measuring me
George
against,
Clooney's
and you're
62.
Saying that I'm still great.
The other silver fox that I'm always like, damn, he looks good. Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I'm trying to think if there's, and I think Pete Carroll is 70.
That's just so crazy. How old? Gary's 70, right?
Gary's 71 now, I think. I can't believe George Clooney's 62. That's so wild.
Obama's 62.
That's also crazy. I feel like he's forever 45 or something.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, 72 years old.
He looks great and carries himself with some swag. Obama. Pete Carroll too, but I'm talking about Obama.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other Golden Bachelor age guys. Are, I think George Clooney and Pete Carroll are my two. I'm trying to think if I've got others.
There's got to be others that we're not thinking of.
Have I ever told you the story about how I approached Julius Erving at a party?
Probably, but I'd like to hear it again. Is he on your list?
No. But
how old is he? He's got to be up there.
Like in his 80s, probably.
Yeah.
He looks good for 80. I'm named for Julius Erving, Dr. J. And
yeah, I knew that.
I saw him at a party and I went up to him to tell him that. And he did not care.
He is 73.
Oh, okay.
Still looks great.
I'm no Bryn Whitfield. So I have to say the thought of thinking about this is like, makes me uncomfortable. Just like, it's gross.
I know this is off topic.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love the love that Bryn has gotten. People just absolutely fucking love her at BravoCon.
I know.
Everyone.
That's because she's
everyone
wonderful.
Loves her.
She's
yeah. Well, she is wonderful, but like if you asked me week one of the new Housewives, I was like, she's a lot. And then by week four, I was like, sold, I'm in. I'm buying as our leader, Bill, would say, I'm buying Bryn Whitfield stock.
Me too. I mean, I was into her very early on, if you recall. First of all, if I could look like anyone with their style, I'd pick Bryn. I just think she's like so, so pretty. I love how she dresses. I could never wear thigh-high boots and she wears them all the time and looks so good. And also she's
thigh-high
quirky.
Boots look really good on skinny people.
Yeah, tall, skinny people. She's quirky and weird. Like she's in a chess club with kids and she got
and
a tree for her
collects
grandma.
Original books.
Collects rare books. Like she's, I really like all, I mean like, and she's so comfortable. I think the fact that she's just so comfortable in her
also
own skin.
Also, she went to med school. Like, she's all over the place.
She's really smart. Yeah, she's really smart. She's like, I don't know. I think she's just like a, seems like a nice and friendly person.
Smart, but also super fucking hot. Great style. Funny.
Self-aware.
Very sexual. Yeah. I mean, not great that she's single, right?
I mean, not like, great by what standards?
That's no.
That like,
I think it's totally fine to be single. I'm saying that I'm like, for people that are like, oh, we were talking about this before he jumped on the pod, because I have friends, including Juliet, that I think are amazing catches that want to be in relationships. I feel like she wants to be in one, right, Bryn? Or it seems
like
she's
conflicted. I guess she's, I think she's unsure how to be in a relationship. That's the impression I get. But yes, I think she wants to ultimately.
I feel like she would have her pick of the fucking litter.
I know. Seriously. Like, she's so hot just named and so smart and funny.
Everything that you could want. Like, there's not, like, what does she not have?
Nothing. I don't know.
She's both sides.
Yeah.
She's smart, witty, funny, all those things. Cool, hot.
I know.
Sexual, everything. Has her own career.
She's rich. I saw that she posted on some Instagram comment, I guess there was a question at the Bravo, like some Bravo panel, like, who's a better match for Bryn Whitfield, Shep or Austin? And she said, like, none of the above. And it's like, yeah, she is too good for those guys.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
But do I understand? If I'm Shep and Austin, I'm shooting my shot. If I'm Callie, I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, Bryn?
If you want to hear more about BravoCon, check out Morally Corrupt on the Ringer Reality TV podcast. They did a really good job with our updates from Vegas. All right. Let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise, because that was what we really didn't get a chance to get into. And I just want to know, we've been saying this all along, it's been a great season. Like, the best season of Bachelor in Paradise in a while. I've really been enjoying it.
You know what? I do think that part of the reason, because I was thinking about it. In general, I like Bachelor in Paradise. It's my favorite form of the franchise. But I was thinking, I'm like, why do I like this season? It seems more enjoyable for me this season than past seasons. There's two things that I've come up with. One is that they've put so many new people in this year. And I think I really like that it's not the same old people that I feel like are doing things for cameras.
And like, we're not bringing a lot of baggage to the table.
Yeah,
it's not
like they dated this person, that person, whatever. It seems like a lot of fresh meat. And I don't know. It's just a different, not like the Bachelor people that have like a billion followers and wanted to come on the show for more and whatever. Like, all these people seem like pretty average. Like, do any of these people have more than 20,000 followers? I don't know. That's like kind of where
I haven't checked, but I doubt it.
Whether they do or they don't, that's the vibe that we're getting from this show, and I like it.
Yes.
And then I was thinking some of the other VIPs have run alongside a bachelor or bachelorette, and that's too much for me. 4 hours a week is too much.
But I think what happens is usually it's 2 episodes of Bachelor in Paradise per week. It used to be on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that is way too much. You don't get to enjoy the Monday episode. It's like, it's just way too much. This is much better. It's also, I think, the same amount. Like, I think it usually would be like 10 episodes, but it would be over 5 weeks. Like, doing it this way is so preferable. We actually get to enjoy it. And I look forward to it. I haven't looked forward to Paradise in a while. Also, I'm glad they don't have too many alums. Like, we didn't even talk about Charity coming down, but Charity,
well,
we talked about it a little bit, but she comes down and then I guess eventually Katie will come. We had Hannah for one episode, but you know,
That is in my notes though. As much as I do like this season, I don't fucking need another bachelorette.
Yeah.
Stop bringing him down.
Yeah, I know.
Also, why aren't you bringing the bachelors down? Why is it only the bachelorettes?
I don't know. I guess because the bachelors like stink. I mean, do you want Clayton to come down? Do you want Zach to come down? Zach and Katie have kind of just like faded away. So I feel like they will not be involved at all.
I see Katie on my TikTok sometimes just because she's friends with a lot of the girls of her season, which I think is a great sign for Katie considering she won. And
definitely.
All these women still like her.
Yeah. But that's a good point, though. Like, none of the top four from Zach's season are on the show. Like, it's all people who are gone, but definitely before hometowns. Yeah. And it does make it more fun. It's sort of like actually getting to know them. And it's also weird because it's just like we've gotten so much Olivia and she wasn't on the show at all before. Like, and she is the show now.
And on the flip side, you don't want to make it far because then your Airbnb and your bachelorette will come down and say bad things about you.
Everything about Airbnb, I'm just like, this is not working for me. I can't imagine like being so upset that you broke up with him that you like, start going to charity or whatever.
That's a bad place to be.
Yeah. It's like a, it's a no.
I also just don't think I'm that girl.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm pissed at a guy for the way that he treated me, I don't think I'm going to, like, DM his new girl.
Oh, my God. If I'm pissed at a guy for treating me, I just want them out of my life, like, completely.
Yeah, I think I'm just like, bad dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck to whoever's next. Hope yeah. Wish for the better for you.
Now, but if that girl reached out to me and were asked me questions, that's something different. But I don't know if I'd seek anyone out to be like, hey, beware. Probably no. Not.
Yeah. Unless they were like a criminal, but Aaron B is not a criminal.
No. Also, I think we talked about this, but like, I don't even know if I think he's that bad of a guy.
I know. Like,
the worst thing about him is that I think he's boring.
Oh, totally. I'm just like, he's corny and boring, but he's seems like a fine guy. I like that. Also, everyone seems to more or less like each other except for Kat and Olivia.
Yeah. I really don't understand the Kylie Kat of it all. Yeah. Well, like, you saw it because you sent it to me. I just...
Olivia and Kat fighting on Twitter. Oh, Kylie. Olivia and Kylie.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened, in case you didn't see it, Olivia was like tweeting about Kylie and Kylie called her and Olivia didn't pick up. This all aired out on Twitter. And then they basically... Kylie was like, keep your name out of my mouth or something like that. I don't know. I'll post it on my Instagram.
And then Aven jumped in.
Yeah. I guess Aven and Kylie are still together.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. He's still so hot. I like paused on him and I was just like, God, this man's so attractive. If only he had a personality.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Although him standing up for Kylie on Twitter, I would not have guessed that he'd do that.
I'm actually going to read the tweet because I thought that Olivia made a good point. Because I'm really turning on Kylie. That's kind of what's happening to me here.
I think I'm there also. I think she's so pretty though.
That's how I feel about Brynn. I'm like, she could do nothing wrong because she's so pretty.
So pretty, yeah.
Here's what Olivia said. She tweeted, Will shows interest in me and kisses me. Kylie messes it up once she catches wind. John Henry shows interest in me and we are together. Kylie encourages Kat to mess it up. Anyone else sensing a pattern? ? Then Kylie responded, I owe you nothing. I'm loyal to my actual friends. Have a great night. Smiley face. Olivia responded, is that why you just called me twice to tell me that? Or was it going to be fake pageant voice where you pretend that's not what really went down? Kylie then said, I wasn't calling to explain myself. I was calling you to tell you to get my name out of your mouth. Instead, you're trolling Twitter and refuse to answer my phone calls. Here's the thing about Olivia. She's great at roasting you when she's insulting you. The pageant voice thing is similar to making fun of Kat for like petting her hair all the time.
By the way, when I read that, I was like, she's right.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Kylie does have a pageant voice. Yeah, yes. Kylie does have a pageant voice. Also, embarrassing that she called you out on calling her and you were like, yeah, I did call you. Just tell you to stop talking about me. It's like, it's not a great comeback, Kylie.
Oh, man.
So are you team Kylie or team Olivia?
I'm team Olivia for sure. And then with Kat, I'm just like, is she being set up to look horrible or is she horrible or is it both? Because like,
well, she is saying and doing things that you're just like, there's no way to edit this. You're saying and doing them. We heard you screaming from the tiki hut.
Right. It was, the screaming from the tiki hut was so funny. I really need a blueprint of the grounds. Like, we need to know where everything is. I just need a logistical breakdown of everything having to do with Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Fucking Jesse Palmer is hosting the holiday bake-off on the Roku channel. It's just like, where does the man find the time?
I mean, I guess he's just going full-fledged into host mode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold.
Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah, so you know what? I think he's doing it. Yeah.
I feel like he is trying to take the Michael Strahan path and distance himself from football so that he can do more pop culture and regular entertainment so he can end up on Good Morning America.
It's a good idea. I mean, why not do that?
I'm not mad at it.
But I think he's already been on Good Morning America.
Have you seen Michael Strahan's man cave in New Jersey?
No, I haven't. How does it look?
It's insane.
What's the thrust of it? Like, just big?
Yeah, it's huge. He bought like a Walmart kind of and like turned it into like his happy place. And
oh my God. Wow.
It looks great. Yeah. And it's right over the bridge. So like...
it's like convenient for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy for him. He's taking a leave of absence. I hope that everything's okay in his life.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It's okay. It's recent. We didn't talk about Jess Glitter Girl at all. One thing about Jess that I've learned is she really likes to be complimented. Her love language is words of affirmation.
Sure. I haven't learned much about Jess because she doesn't talk a lot. And when she does talk, it's like very, very, very surface level.
There's a lot of making out on this show, like her and Tyler making out and then not going anywhere. Like, how does Mercedes feel about that? I do like that there's a lot more like shifting of relationships and it's not so nailed down. But without the Love Island like language of where people stand and like if they're open and whatnot, it's hard for me to keep track of like where we're at. I need like a dictionary, you know?
Well, I don't know if Mercedes is going to be thrilled about Tyler making out with Glitter Girl.
No, definitely not. Like, are Glitter Girl and Mercedes friends? I need just more diagrams, basically.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it seems like the main clique is Kylie, Kat, and I think Mercedes. Like, that's like a big trio. And then Kat says her best friend is Charity. But do you think that Kat says everyone's her best friend?
There's just no way they're best friends. There's no way. I feel like Charity probably forgave her and they are like cool and Kat probably went out of her way to make sure that they're okay. And so now they're actually friends. But best friend? No, I'm sure Kat's best friend is watching this. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Or being like, Kat, you don't have any for actual friends because you're such a monster.
I mean, I'm sure they're editing her to look worse than what she is, but she's not great.
No.
They can't make it up. They can't make you scream. They can't make you, you know, say and do the things you're doing.
Also, her pursuing John Henry is like inexplicable. It's like, have they spoken? Like, what about it?
Well, also, like, she absolutely doesn't like him. I think she's just like, he's hot, whatever. I can make out with him for a few days if I need to. Yeah.
He seems like a really weird guy. I don't even understand like having like a vibrating tongue ring. Like, what tongue is ring? That? Yeah. Have you heard of that before?
I mean, yeah, I've heard of it. I know it exists.
Yeah. I've never heard of it.
But would I think John Henry would have one? No. I think it says a lot.
He also has like really elaborate tattoos, like a lot of them. He has the sleeve, but then
Where is he from?
I think he's from California, but I'm going to look it up right now.
What? I thought he's from Texas.
Maybe I'm wrong. I think Florida seems like the most likely place where he would have been from, but who knows?
I agree.
He's from Wilmington, North Carolina, and he lives in Virginia Beach.
Okay. That all tracks.
It's actually not what I would have imagined.
That's totally fine for me. Virginia Beach definitely seems like perfect.
Yeah.
For John Henry.
Never been, so I don't know. Is it like a military place?
I have no idea about that part of it.
I thought it was like a military base there. I don't know.
I don't really know. The only like military bases I know of are in Texas, which is, I don't know why.
There's one in San Diego. I know that about San Diego too.
Yeah. I feel like you have to like really live somewhere to know something like that.
The first Dunkin' Donuts in California was on the base in San Diego. Okay.
Fun fact of the day from Juliet Littman.
When I was living in San Francisco and I first moved to California, I was like, why the fuck isn't there Dunkin' here? And so I was closely monitoring when it moved into California and I was so happy when it did. So that's why I know about it.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like you would have to like move somewhere and like to know about the military base situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Virginia Beach sounds right for...
That's where he's underwater welding, which is like really dangerous. I wonder if he's into scuba diving too. Probably is.
It sounds like he has to be into like anything that makes you adrenaline rush.
Or he's just an extreme loner. So he's just like alone underwater. Send him to space.
He talks about the danger of it. Also, he seems to love it.
I know. Which is like the most attractive thing about him is that he's like passionate about his job.
Yeah, like he will go into detail. But again, when he was talking about it to Olivia, Olivia's like, oh, that's different. That sounds dangerous. Like asking him real questions. Kat, I'm like, John, there's no way. JH, homie, there's no way that you can be blinded. Because I do think Kat's really pretty. Again, we think everyone on this fucking show is pretty, but
like, I find her personality
being blinded
so
by her attraction.
Yes, I get that too. But when she first was on Zach's season, I was like, wow, she's really pretty. But I find her personality so off-putting that I don't find her pretty at all anymore.
As pretty, yeah. Also, I have to give Tanner a little bit of credit, even though like he just switched from her to another really pretty girl. So I guess that's really easy to do. But I like that Tanner was like, I feel like in his mind, he's like, you're so hot, but it's a no.
It's not worth it. Yeah. It's like, there's plenty of other hot people here.
Yeah. He's like, I'm good.
I think he also just wants
to have
fun.
Tanner.
I love Tanner.
Yeah.
I've talked a lot about how hot I think he is, but he also does seem like a pretty like normal. He seems normie.
Yeah.
I could see him crushing it in like San Diego or like Venice, California.
Why do all these people live in San Diego?
I think it's like a growing city. It's like a lot of benefits of good weather, but cheaper than LA. I don't know.
It's like a bachelor haven.
It's a hub, yeah. Well, this team, they cycle through. Like there was Nashville, there was Denver, there was Chicago. Right now it's San Diego.
I don't remember anything other than San Diego. Maybe a sprinkle of Nashville, but that's it.
What are some of the other shows you've been watching that you wanted to talk about?
Ooh, okay. Wait, one more thing before we move on, because we didn't talk about Blake.
Oh, yeah. I guess I just find Blake so boring. I never want to talk about him.
Oh, I like him so much.
You like him because you think he's hot.
Yes, I do think he's hot. But I also think that I think I like the more normal people. Like,
yeah.
You're into fucking Brayden.
I like weirdos. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, Blake seems much more my vibe. Like, super chill.
Super chill.
Normal.
Yeah. I like Tanner. He's normal.
Yeah, that's shocking to me.
Well, I don't know. I like a traditionally pretty man.
Soon you're going to be like, yeah, James Kennedy.
Definitely
not. I see it.
Never, Callie. That's so mean. Although I do love his song, Sandoval's a Liar.
That's a hit.
It's a bop. Okay, tell me what other shows you're watching.
Okay. I already finished Selling Sunset.
Was it good?
Watched it in 2 days.
I didn't watch the previous season. I'm out. I can't look at their faces anymore and their clothes.
Well, your homies from Selling OC did make an appearance.
Oh, which ones?
All of them, I think.
Oh.
They went to a dinner.
Oh.
The only ones that spoke were, of course,
Hall.
And what is the guy's name? I don't know. I'm blanking right now.
Austin?
Who's
Gio?
Gio.
Gio. Cool.
But very little. Amanda absolutely hates Alex and was saying like crazy things about her at this dinner.
Oh, interesting.
And Alex barely said anything. I like
Amanda, so that's fun.
I'm not sure you would if you watched this season.
Damn.
I have generally loved Amanda. I am 100% out on her after this season.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah, not great for Amanda this season.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it was good. We got to see some cool houses. The drama seems less fake, probably because Christine's not there.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I'm sure, you know, producers are working overtime on that show, but I enjoyed.
Okay.
I will say that the outfits have gotten just unreasonable.
Honestly, it's a reason why I don't feel like watching. I'm just like, this is too crazy to look at. It's like too much for my eyes.
It's always been that show. I feel like from the first season, they were just like a little revealing, right? But nothing mm-hmm. that was like so crazy in each
Someone
season.
Someone you'd see in LA, you'd be like, yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. It has gotten worse and worse. This season, there's a scene where Amanda legitimately has black electric tape over her nipples. Like, that's what it looks like. At a work event.
It's insane. It's just like, it's one of the reasons I don't like watching. There's nothing real about it. Like, I understand yeah. a lot of these shows are completely contrived, but there's not even a suspension of reality that I can buy into, or suspension of disbelief, excuse me.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay, that's pretty high.
I'm going to watch the next season.
Okay. Fair. You'll keep me posted.
For anyone listening, if anyone really wants to do the research and let me know who actually sells what, that'd be great. I'd like to know.
I will do that for you. I don't want to watch the show, but I'm interested in the research. I'll follow
great.
Up.
Great. On this show, it seems like Chelsea's doing the best selling-wise. And Brie supposedly sold a $5 million house and has more coming. And I just would like to know if any of it's real.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Love Island Games is next.
How is that? Should I watch?
It's pretty good.
Okay, I am going to seek out Love Island Games. Does it matter that I won't know everyone?
No, they kind of all
Who's
talk
the
about
host?
Their time.
And is it Maya or Sarah? Oh, it's Maya.
Maya. We're hoping that Maya takes over all Love
Definitely.
Island.
Definitely. I really miss Love Island. I actually was thinking it's time for us to do a rewatch of a season soon. Like, this morning I was like, oh, what should I watch? I've watched everything. And so I read, and I was like, it would have been better if I watched Love Island.
Also, going into the holidays, I feel like, you know, that's a great time to do it.
Totally.
Although there is so much content on TV right now. Highly recommend Love Island Games. If you're bored, watch Selling Sunset.
Okay.
It's a good binge.
And then what's the last one?
Well, I would just say that Bravo has an insane amount of content on now. The only show that I will give 10 out of 10 is Southern Charm.
I absolutely
love it.
Me too. I'd watch it like 20 hours a day. I would like love just have like a live stream all the time.
Me too. Like Big Brother. Can we see what they're... Can I just log in and see what Austin's up to right now?
That's a great call. Especially because this season, one of the reasons I like it is they show them like doing nothing. Like they just show them mm-hmm. like in their kitchens or like fixing the curtains. I enjoy it.
It's great. Yeah, I would have to give that show a 10 out of 10. Obviously, there's a bunch of Real Housewives on. I am watching Below Deck. Oh, Winter Games. Is that what it's called?
Winter House.
Winter House. I was like, what's Winter Games? That's the Olympics. Winter House, I have watched the first episode, but someone told me it's good. So I need to lock back into that.
Okay.
And the last show that I haven't watched, but I'm planning it to watch is Surviving Paradise, only because Netflix has like pushed so many trailers of it onto me that I'm like, fuck it. Let me give it a twirl. Yeah.
I'll give it a whirl too. We can talk about it next week.
Great.
I think I like fired it up and then stopped. I don't know. I just am usually looking for British TV in my free time. So like when I'm not watching stuff for work or Bravo or something. So, but I'll give it a shot. Why not? And then I just want to say Survivor remains incredible. Did you watch last week?
Oh, last week's episode you watched.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil. Spoiler alert. Do not continue
just
if you haven't watched.
End the pod here if you don't, we didn't watch. The tribal with Caleb using his shot in the dark. I'm just like, did they plan this? Is it possible that they like somehow planned it? I don't know. It was...
He grabs one and brings it. There's no way that they... Unless they told him which one to grab, but he was too excited. There's no... He couldn't have acted that out.
The only thing is if like production knew to like save Caleb. But I hope not because it was so awesome. I don't know. It was thrilling.
I was literally, first of all, I watched it so late at night because I don't know what I had going on last Wednesday, but for some reason I couldn't watch it till later on in the night. And I was in bed probably around 1 a.m. cheering. And Seth was like, you can't be fucking serious. Like I was so happy.
I know, me too. It was amazing because we love Caleb.
I mean, everyone loves Caleb.
Yeah.
Except for the people playing against him.
And he's an all-timer.
If you don't get him out, he's winning.
Of course. He's an all-time great. Like, there's no
unanimous
question about it.
Yeah, he'll definitely come back on for, like, heroes versus villains or whatever.
Yeah.
He's so fucking good at this game. And when I thought he was going to get eliminated, one, I was like, obviously, you guys have to get him out. So, like, I'm not mad at you for it. But this season is dumb without him because of how good he is.
I know. He's so great. Yeah, it was an awesome episode. It was just really fun.
A better version of Tyson to me.
Mm.
on this show because of how much people actually like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Tyson knew he was a threat and was would kind of be like asshole-y about it. Caleb is like, no, I'm going to be so nice to all of you people and like make you guys like me.
Yeah.
And everyone also, does like him. How smart it is that he was like, I'm going to have to be friends with Emily.
Right.
And like how much that's paid off.
I know. He's played it so well. He just obviously has really high EQ. Another thing I really like is how big the tribe is at the merge. I feel like this is bigger than usual.
Yeah.
I think, I really liked having the big group.
Does that mean the jury is going to be bigger?
The jury will be 12 people, which I think it's usually 12, 10. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. It just felt like a big group, but I really liked it. And
yeah.
I don't know. It was just, it was really great. I thought it was really fun.
I agree.
It's a great time to be watching reality TV. We'll be back on Thursday night after we find out if Gary picked Teresa or Faith. I think we're pretty sure it's Faith. And then we got more Paradise. And we'll talk to you then. Thanks so much for listening.